BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Hey, you ready to go? And you got Martha swimming stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
If we fetch her from Mum and Dad's now, we should be at the water park in time for lunch. Alice, you okay?
I'm not actually sure. I just had a phone call.
Okay, from who?
My solicitor.
Oh no, what did she say?
What she said... They've dropped the charges.
Sorry?
I don't know how or why or anything, but, yeah, they've dropped the charges.
So the crash...
It's not my fault. Somehow, although how...
I don't understand.
Driving while I'm fit, dangerous driving, all of it. Gone.
But how can they... You're sure there's no mistake?
No mistake. I made her repeat it 3 times.
So that means...
It means I'm off the hook, Chris. After the worst few months of my life, after everything that's happened, I'm off the hook.
Oh, Alice, I can't believe it.
Nor can I.
Sweetheart, that's just amazing. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for me too, for all of us. It's actually over.
Oh, this is incredible. Oh, Alice.
I know. I guess we better...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm just totally... Sorry, I can't get my head round it.
Well, that's what I kept saying on the phone. It doesn't make sense. So she's emailing confirmation.
Well, have you got it? Have you seen the email?
Oh, I'm not sure. Hang on. I'll check my inbox now.
That's what she said.
I feel like I'm dreaming. Okay, yep, yeah, here it is.
Yeah. So, further to our conversation, all the charges have been dropped. Wow.
I'm right, aren't I?
I mean, yeah, it's there in black and white, so you must be. That's just... Oh, Alice, it's the best news ever.
I don't know whether to screech with delight or just burst into tears.
Well, I could do both.
But all I really want is to see Martha.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, so come on, let's go get her.
I'm giving her the biggest hug she's ever had.
Oh, I can't wait to see Mum's face and Dad.
Oh, me too.
Martha's on the patio, planning her gardening a seed tray for the flower and produce.
Oh, where's Dad?
She wants to use her finger puppets and some dry daisies.
Dad!
Oh, he's in the lounge. Now, look, I've done you a few sandwiches for your picnic, and there's homemade quiche.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Dad, come in here!
What's happening?
Well, there's something I need to tell you.
Where's Emma? Do you know?
Well, she's on a job at the rewilding with Hank Grocott Wise.
Dad!
I'm here.
Sorry. Go on, Alice.
Well, my phone rang this morning and it was my solicitor, which is pretty amazing on a Sunday.
Sure is.
So there I am, expecting more bad news. But what she said, she didn't say much, actually. But, I'm sorry, I can't...
Alice?
Yeah. You're all right, love.
Basically, the charges have been dropped.
Sorry, it feels so unreal.
Alice has been completely cleared. Obviously, it's a shock.
Oh, a massive shock.
But it's brilliant news, don't you reckon?
Dad, Mum?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Very good news, isn't it, love?
Yeah, it is.
What's going on?
We've had a different shock.
Well, what? You've been acting weird now I think about it.
All right, I'm just going to say it. George was arrested last week.
George? What's he done now?
He was arrested for causing the crash.
The crash?
At Hayden Bridge.
George?
George was driving your car, Alice.
Right.
Emma?
Chris? What are you doing here?
Is this true?
What?
You know what, George. George was driving Alice's car.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Is that it? Yeah, he was.
Look, I was just as shocked as you are when I found out. What did the police say to Alice?
No one said anything apart from her solicitor. So how did you find out? When?
Honestly, I couldn't be more sorry. And nor can George. But this is good news, isn't it? Alice must be over the moon.
Are you serious?
Please tell Alice. He's been that cut up about it. Honestly, if you'd seen him...
But you're not getting this, are you?
What do you mean?
Your waste of space of a son nearly destroyed Alice's life. And mine. And Martha's. And you think sorry is going to make that better?
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's gone straight to voicemail. Let me try Christopher again.
Martha's had a few little moments, that's all. Her toast was a tiny bit brown this morning, which upset her.
Oh, no.
But she got over it in the end. She's got so many ideas for her miniature garden.
Oh, voicemail again.
Do you want me to try him?
Oh, I think it's too late.
What do you mean?
Well, they'll be rowing, won't they, him and Emma?
Yeah, if he's found her.
Oh, he's found her all right.
Well, if neither will answer their phones, I'll just have to go over there.
Oh, is that a good idea?
I don't want anyone saying something they regret.
Shall I come with you, Neil?
No, you stay here with Susan, if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
Right. I hope I'm not too late.
I've been meaning to say how brilliantly you're doing.
Really?
Oh, yes. Since rehab, it's... Well, it's like you're actually you again.
Well, I feel a lot more like me. I mean, I'm not there yet, obviously, but... I haven't thanked you properly for what you did.
What do you mean?
Telling me some home truths, talking sense into me. I might not have gone to rehab without you saying what you did.
Oh, you would have. You would in the end.
But it might have been too late for Martha. I mean, it almost was.
She just wanted her mummy back.
I know.
When I think about how you might have had to go away again.
To prison.
It breaks my heart to think that could have happened. Would have happened. And all because of...
But it didn't.
I'm sorry.
Oh, please, don't be sorry.
But I am sorry, Alice. Because I know how much this has hurt you, and I'm so...
Oh, Susan.
So ashamed. My own grandson could have done something this dreadful to you.
But why would anyone do that?
He said he panicked and he didn't know what else to do.
You what?
I tried so hard to get him to the police station. I begged him, you know?
He deliberately framed her.
He was so terrified of the police and he ended up running away and then Clive brought him back here and then it got even more complicated.
Clive? So hang on, George told you the truth before Clive turned up here?
I tried everything to get him to come clean. You've got to believe
me.
So
when did he tell you?
What?
Because I'm remembering how you were suddenly all sympathetic towards Alice.
I am sympathetic, you know I am.
Not to start with, you made those snide online comments about the riding school, about Alice being drunk.
I never said she was drunk, just that she might have been.
Which she wasn't. But then suddenly you were really supportive, and I thought, ah, my sister finally understands how hard it is for Alice.
I did, I did understand.
No. What you were doing was trying to protect George, to make sure no one pointed the finger in his direction.
I begged him, Chris. I said, if you go to the police station yourself, it'll be so much better for you.
But what about Alice?
And better for her too, obviously.
Have you even got the tiniest idea how distressing it was for her? Thinking she's going to prison. She could have started drinking again at any minute.
But she went to rehab. I figured she'd be okay.
What? You know how fragile she is when she's in recovery. And what about Martha? And me? You don't think we're affected by all that stress? It's been agony. You know it has.
I'm so sorry.
And now I find out you could have stepped in weeks ago and put us out of our misery.
Please, Chris, I'm sure George would have confessed.
When? Was he going to wait till she was sentenced?
No,
Emma!
No!
Christopher!
Dad!
I can't believe this. Every day you kept shtum, every hour, you pushed us nearer to... It could have gone so badly wrong.
I'm sorry.
It has gone wrong because Martha's struggling. You know she is, but you didn't care.
No, Christopher, I did care.
Don't do this. Because you're a pathetic excuse for a son who knew exactly what he was doing when he put Alice in the driving seat. That piece of garbage is more important than an innocent little three-year-old who can't understand why her mummy might have to leave her again.
I'm not saying
now,
that.
Now, look here. Emma's done her best to help look after Martha.
Turns out she could have done a hell of a lot more, Dad, just by telling the truth. Some sister she's turned out to
be. Oh, come on, son.
I don't want to see or hear from you ever again. Do you hear me? Never.
Chris, please.
No. Let him go.
Dad, you've got to tell him.
I don't think he's listening to any of us at the moment.
Oh, no, please. He's never going to forgive me, is he?
Come here, love. Come here.
Here we are.
Thank you. Oh. Is she okay in the garden?
Oh, she's absolutely fine. The finger puppets are rehearsing a show, apparently.
Oh.
Listen, if there's anything I can do...
Oh, bless you. But I don't want you worrying about anything except yourself and Martha. Do you hear me? This is our family mess. It's for us to deal with.
Okay. You know, going to rehab this time... It was different. It felt different. Because I knew I could get it right. I'd proved that, hadn't I? I mean, until I messed up, obviously.
And you will get it right. I know you will.
Staying sober is the most important thing. And the minute I need help, I'll make sure I get it. I'm never going to forget that again. Not for a moment. I promise you, Susan.
Oh, love. It's not me you need to make promises to.
No. Okay, well, I'm saying this to you, but really, I'm saying it to Martha.
You're a good person, Alice. I mean that.
Neil's back.
Oh. Everything okay, Neil?
Did you find them?
Yeah, I found them.
Oh, love.
Chris is back at the flat, Alice. Well, his car's there anyway.
Okay, well, I'll go and talk to him, shall I?
Yeah, I think you'd better.
Martha still wants to go to the water park.
Oh, of course she does.
I'll see you in a minute. Mm.
Okay, love, okay.
Was it awful?
Huh? Oh, it was worse. I'm not sure Christopher will ever forgive Emma.
Oh, Neil. How are we ever going to get through this?